Stephen, first of all, many congratulations. It must be good to be on the winning side, because it's been a difficult start for Sassuolo.
Yeah, it's been a difficult start since I joined the club. I think this win is great for us and for me as well. And to get some runs under the belt is always nice. And hopefully we can carry on with this momentum into the next game and get some nice wins again.
Let's talk about the innings, because you know, it's important that someone was in today and made a decent score.
Yeah, that's our game plan is 102 to bat through. We know we got power at the end, so that's actually my role in the team, is just to go bat through to like the 40 or 45th over or take it through. But and then other guys can smack it around me. So that's it's crucial for us to have an oak set at the back, and then like I said, we got more than enough power just to hit that last 10 overs.
And a really important partnership yourself with Ben Brown. That was almost a match-defining partnership between the pair of you.
Yeah, Ben is a fantastic player. It eases my game, because he's a natural free scoring and easy scoring guy. So I can just play, knock it around still, and he's a guy that comes in and he'll take a few balls and then he can score boundaries. So it helped me in my sense to take my time even a bit more. But well played him as well.
And he's a busy batsman as well. The scoreboard was moving very quickly then.
Yeah, like I said, yeah, it's like a natural gift for him. You know, like the keepers, they're all nice and except that like fighters. Like it's a natural game for him just to keep the board ticking and get the odd brownies. So it takes the pressure off the other on the other side.
When you were batting, did you have a target in your mind there was a game here on Sunday on the same track? Did you have in your mind a target that Sussex wanted to get to?
Yeah, we wanted 180 after 40 overs with minimal damage as possible. And I think we ended on 192 after 40. So we got a 12 extra run that we wanted. So we were in a great position going into the last 10. And like I said, with our batters at the end, great platform to launch at the end.
Is that something that happens throughout the innings? Have you got targets that you're looking to reach all the way through the innings, Stephen?
Yeah, we'll start off on a wicket, and then first 10 overs we all assess what's a decent score on the wicket, and then we'll set ourselves like small goals through the innings, like at 30 overs, at 40, and etc. So we try to see what the wicket gives us, and then go from there.
Sussex always seemed pretty much in control, apart from just after the rain break, when suddenly Chris Cook got in and walloped a few.
Yeah, this is one thing about all those rain breaks, is just if you can get good momentum and come off for like 30 minutes and stuff, it can let the other team in. Like you said, the other bowlers can get a bit tight and stuff, and then they won't hit the areas as they should have or as they would have. So it opens a little bit, but it can also swing in your favour.
Been a difficult start for Sussex. How difficult has it been for you settling into the side?
Yeah, the guys are great. The club is great. The place that I stay is great. So I can't fault that. It's just like you said, it's a difficult start on the pitch. I still think, the guys, I think they're fighting their feet as well. Obviously, they want to do well. So maybe there's an extra bit of pressure that they put on themselves. But at the end of the day, this win is great for us and came at the right time. And hopefully we can take this momentum into the next one.
Yeah, and Kent coming up now on Friday. How important is momentum in a competition like this, Stephen?
Yeah, it's major, I think. If you're on a winning streak, it's momentum and it's good habits at the end of the day. And if you go on the park again on Friday, you come off a good win. So it's automatically you go into your gears. And other times when you're losing and stuff, you obviously address that after a loss. So then you like 50-50, must I do this, must I do that? But now, if it starts clicking, it starts clicking. So hopefully on Friday we can go off again and just nail the basics and hopefully come out on top.
How do you find the conditions over here? We're standing here pouring with rain and pretty cold.
Yeah, I've been here a month, but I'm actually surprised, because I think this is like the fourth day off my stay that it's raining. So it's been lovely actually. If the sun's out and the wind is not blowing, then it's fine. But if the sea breeze comes, it can be chilly. But other than that, I think it's still early doors in your summer. So hopefully we'll get some nice sunshine and some good cricket for the rest of the season.